The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
And a listener in Kilkenny pointing out to us that Brian Cody is definitely not interested in the job at Old Trafford. And another texter says, the United players are just not good enough. I'd say that only four of them would get on the present Liverpool team. Ouch, that's not nice to hear. And another one here. Even as a Liverpool supporter, I have to admire David Moyes. He spent years trying to have Everton finish above United, and this year he achieved it. Now, it's 2 months since Operation Transformation finished on television. But did it continue in our leaders' hearts and minds? We're going to talk to two of those leaders now. Siobhan McKillen, good morning. I'm great, Siobhan. And yourself?
Not too bad at all. Great to hear from you.
Are you walking or talking? Where exactly are you, Siobhan?
Where am I at this minute in time?
Yes.
I took a couple of days off just to be with the kids because Veda's on midterm now, so.
Oh, good.
I thought it'd be nice just a couple of days off with them.
And we'll also say good morning to Deirdre O'Donovan in Cork. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How's life treating you?
Very good.
That's good.
Have a great weekend.
Good.
Yeah, you got your voice back, Deirdre.
I need a bit. Thank God.
Yeah, she's lost her voice. We'll find out about that in a moment, why it happened. But for a moment, we're going to try and recreate the Operation Transformation conditions a bit, Siobhan.
And
we want you to tell us, in the first instance, your weight when the whole thing started, your weight at the end of the show and your weight now. So three numbers we want from you, all right?
Okay.
All right, just hang on a second now. We'll play the tension bed. Okay, Siobhan McKillen, at the start of the Operation Transformation process, you were?
13 stone, 12 pounds.
At the end of the TV series, you were?
I can't remember. I think I was 12, 11 or something, I think.
And now you are?
11 stone.
Well done, congratulations. That's fantastic, yeah. Siobhan.
Thanks a million.
Yeah.
I'm delighted there.
So you clearly have kept it up. And
yeah.
Yeah. And tell us, just has it been more difficult without the focus and without all the glare of the TV lights to actually lose the weight?
It wasn't actually, having the support of the family and friends and things like that. And then I set up a little Facebook page. So kind of, I'll always be policed, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So, and then what we do is we're still doing a weekly weigh-in and work. So what I do is then I get my weight and I put it online, no matter if it's up or down, whatever, whatever the situation is. So that keeps me in check. But I've actually found it a lot easier without the kind of spotlight on me because, I don't know, it may be the pressure or whatever, you know, but I'm finding I'm eating a little bit more. I'm savvy with my eating. I'm eating kind of more or less what I want. I just have to be very careful. You know, obviously, I'm not going to be eating a box of roses or whatever. I'll have one or two, but I find jogging and stuff that helps me. So
take us through a typical day in the life of Siobhan McKillen now.
Well, I get up in the morning. I normally have porridge. I have porridge most mornings. Lunch can be anything. It could be soup or a piece of bread or... I still go down for breakfast in the morning down the pub, you know, maybe once a week or whatever, but I'd have poached eggs, you know, that kind of thing instead of a fry.
Right.
And then dinner, it can be anything, you know, it could be off the pan or it might not be, just, you know, normal cooked dinner or whatever, pasta, stir fry, anything really. And I just be careful now with the snacking. You know, I don't snack as much as I do. If I am going to, I'll have fruit or I'll have couscous and that kind of thing, you know. But I still have chocolate. Like, I don't have a problem. And I still have the wine. I have wine the weekend and things like that. Like, I just don't...
So everything in moderation, Siobhan, it sounds like.
Everything in moderation, yeah. Now, last weekend, it might not have been...
We'll allow you.
But that's okay.
That's all right. That's all right. Siobhan, Deirdre, how come your voice is lost? You lost your voice?
Well, I think I have a bit of a cold as well, so we'll be roaring and shouting at Jamie Stanton at The Voice because he was a Corkonian and he got through, so thank God. So that's where I lost my voice, I think.
I don't believe you, Deirdre.
It was actually in The Voice.
I don't believe you, Deirdre. You were out of the town, I'd say.
Mate, there could have been that now as well.
Well, I'm glad you're able to speak. We're going to play the old tension bed again.
Okay.
And we're going to ask you, Deirdre, now in a second. Just bear with us. Okay, Deirdre O'Donovan, at the start of the Operation Transformation process, you were?
I was 17 stone, 12 pounds.
At the end of the TV series, you were?
15 stone, 3 pound, I think.
And you now are?
14 stone, 2 pounds.
Ah, congratulations. Yippee, that's fantastic, Deirdre.
Oh, thanks a million.
And tell us, have you been eating many oysters with John?
Well, many oysters?
Yeah.
No, but he's a happy camper at the moment because he's a big Liverpool fan. So he's a happy camper.
I see.
But he doesn't eat the oysters at the moment.
All right. And Deirdre, just saying to Siobhan there, how you've kept it going without the glare of the TV lights. What's been the biggest thing for you?
The biggest thing for me, really, John, was the running. I took up the running and I joined an athletics club. And I've been running in races. I just ran 4 miles last week. And I'm training for a 10K race.
Okay. And what about the eating now during the day? Do you avoid snacks?
Well, my snacking to me would be my 2 pieces of fruit in the day and my usual Weetabix in the morning. And we stick to the meal plan for the dinners. So we're all having our dinners and the portion size would be easier to manage because we go off the books.
Great. And I believe you have a record of everything you're eating. You're keeping a record of everything.
I do, yeah. I actually write down what I eat because I can very easily slip into habits and be forgetful. And so it's easier to write down what I have so I know then that I can keep in track and more control.
Yes, indeed. And more control of your voice as well, maybe. And the community, the local community, are very much still behind you, aren't they, Deirdre?
Oh, they are, yeah, because when I'm out running on the road, like, I get a beep off a car and it's like to get me up that hill, you know, to keep me running.
Right.
To keep me go over the hill, like, because you're like, at the end of the hill, then how am I going to get over this? And someone might beep the car and you're like, right, you know, the motivation, get up the hill.
Yes, yes, well, that's great motivation for you as well. So you're 14-2 now.
Yeah.
And have you a target now? Do you want to get it down to 12, 13? What's the plan?
I would love to get down to 11 stone.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, my concentration is to get down to about 13 and a half for 3 weeks' time.
Yes. Siobhan,
yeah.
If you were giving Deirdre some advice, would you just give her a bit of advice, but would you do it? Do your special impression of Aoife Hearn? Would you? Go on.
Oh, my God.
She was the nutritional expert on Operation Transformation. So, Siobhan, go on, talk to Deirdre there.
Well, Deirdre, you just have to follow the plan, OK? All of this secret eating now is just not good enough, OK?
Oh, my God.
Oh, very good. Well, it's a tonic.
Sorry,
actually. It's great to talk to the two of you and to hear that you've kept it going, because I know a lot of listeners have been in touch with us about how you are faring with the TV lights gone now. But it sounds to me that we'll be checking in with you in a few months' time and we'll have more good news.
Brilliant.
So
good. Oh, John, myself and a couple of lads in work have to sign up for the Dublin City Marathon as well.
Oh, great.
The end of October.
That is your plan to run it.
That's the plan. Yeah, that's what's keeping me focused now.
Fair
because
it is.
Like, I'm not looking at the whole 40K. I'm still only on 10. But
all right. Yes, that's sure. That's progress.
Week by week, yeah. That's
yeah.
It.
And Deirdre, have you any big plans in mind to compete in anything in the near future?
Well, I have the 10K Eimear Casey. Yeah, on the 18th of May, but right. I also have the Cork City Marathon with Jennifer Bonus. We're going to do it for MDNA,
right.
Motion Orange Disease. We're going to do a relay team.
Fantastic. Well, listen, it's great to talk to both of you and continued success with your weight loss. That's Siobhan McKillen and Deirdre O'Donovan. Take care of yourselves.
Well, John, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Back in a moment with more music from the Riptide Movement.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.